Measurements from orbiting satellites are crucial for maintaining accurate and timely weather predictions. But funding for the government's weather satellite program has been cut, compromising a year of atmospheric data collection. Experts say accurate weather predictions are a matter of life or death. On May 22, 2011, a single massive tornado hit Joplin, Missouri, claiming over 150 lives. But the death toll would have been much higher a century ago.
With something of this magnitude, the loss of life may have been in the tens of thousands, as tragic as it was in the hundreds.
Bob Ryan is a meteorologist in Washington, D.C.
In a historical perspective, before we had the modern tools and before we had the data, and before we had the system in place, the loss of life would have been horrendous.
Ryan helped highlight the importance of those modern tools during a briefing on Capitol Hill this month. The briefing focused on the role weather satellites play in protecting public safety, national security, and the economy. In fact, the session was called Severe Weather Warning, the Nation's Weather Satellites. Your life may depend on them. Catherine Sullivan, with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, emphasized the importance of what she calls the chain.
Satellites to models, to expert forecasters, to provide the guidance, and then media from the app on our iPhones to radio and television.
The NOAA official stressed that the responsibility of keeping that forecasting chain intact lies with the federal government.
This is what we as a nation do to assure that as a nation we have for all citizens the technical and expertise foundation that lets observation transform to knowledge, transform to information that matters, and moved in a timely fashion so that you can take the right action to protect yourself, your business, your home, your family.
However, due to deep budget cuts, development of a replacement satellite has been slowed, and its original deployment date has been pushed back. Sullivan said without it, the amount of data fed into numerical weather models would be cut in half. This would greatly reduce the accuracy of predictions of a storm's location and severity.
Imagine you get an outlook that says, 8 or 9 inches of snow. That's one class of response. If you know on this day, starting at about that time, an intense snowfall event that's going to leave you 22 inches of snow on the ground, you're going to behave differently. We're not talking being slightly wrong. We're talking potentially 50% less good on where a storm is going or what the consequences it dumps on the ground may be.
Meteorologist Bob Ryan called that loss of accuracy an unacceptable risk.
If we have a setback in accuracy, we may lose the confidence of the person making the decision in the forecast. And once we lose that confidence in the forecast, as with anything, it takes a long time to get that confidence back.
But things may be looking up for NOAA and its weather satellite system. Ryan said the president's remarks on the economy last month gave him hope for the future.
When the president mentioned two words, weather satellites, as being something fundamentally important and part of something that shouldn't be cut. And I, in all candor, had never heard those two words before in a presidential speech and almost fell off my chair.
And there is another reason for being hopeful. Weather is the most bipartisan of areas. As Ryan noted, tornadoes don't know which political party they're on. Dion Rossiter, VOA News, Washington.